Good Night, Sweet Prince, written by Emma Blair and read by Jilly Bond.
Now cracks a noble heart. Good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. Hamlet, Act 5, Scene 2. Chapter 1.
What?
Tommy Riach dropped his gaze to stare at the floor, writhing inside. I'm sorry, Dad, he mumbled.
That's not bloody good enough. Expelled from school? What on earth possessed you, boy?
How could he explain? He couldn't, simply not having the words. The streak of rebelliousness that ran through him was deep as any canyon, and, to him anyway, defied description. Jack Riach sighed, removed the dark glasses he wore, and ran a hand over the sockets where once his eyes had been. He loved his son with all his heart, and yet there were times when he could have knocked the bugger senseless.
Smoking and drinking, you see.
That's right, came the whispered reply.
Wait till your mother finds out. She'll be beside herself. Cry herself silly, no doubt. What do you make of that?
Tommy was lost for an answer, hating the thought of hurting his mother in any way.
Or his father, come to that.
Do you have cigarettes on you now?
Yes, Dad.
Then you better light up. Why the hell not, if that's what you want to do.
Thanks, Dad. Tommy quickly fumbled for the packet of 10 he had in his jacket pocket, and moments later smoke was curling towards the ceiling.
And according to you, it's happened before. This was the second occasion you were caught.
Yes. That again was said in a whisper. Jack came to his feet and crossed to the window, where the cold November light played across his face. For some reason, he found himself remembering the war and what it had been like before he'd lost his sight. There had been so many young men, only a few years older than Tommy, most of them now dead, buried over there in France and Belgium. Somehow that put things into perspective. Smoking and drinking weren't so bad after all. Insignificant, really. Nor was being expelled from school. Jack recalled and shuddered inwardly.
So, what are we to do with you now?
He queried softly. I've no idea, Dad.
Another school?
That's up to you.
Jack smiled wryly.
Is it indeed? I would have thought it was up to you. What's the point of sending you off to another school if you're only going to be expelled again? Don't forget this isn't the first time we've had trouble. You seem to have a real talent when it comes to that.
Tommy looked round for an ashtray, already knowing there wasn't one. He flicked ash into the fireplace instead. Are you asking or telling?
Don't be impertinent, boy,
Jack growled threateningly. I didn't mean to be.
Then I'm asking.
Tommy considered school, which he loathed. It seemed so senseless. All right, it was necessary to learn the fundamentals, reading, writing, etc. But beyond those, a total waste of time as far as he was concerned. Jack suddenly laughed. Dad?
Wielander Miller.
Tommy flushed, knowing exactly what Jack was referring to. She's moved away.
So what in the hell has that got to do with it? Can you imagine what it was like for me to have to face her father?
She agreed, Dad. It wasn't as if I forced myself on her. She was as keen for me to look at her drawers as I was to see them.
At that age?
Tommy shrugged. Curiosity. Part of growing up, I suppose. I don't know.
You were only 10 at the time. Linda, 8. And you weren't peering at her drawers but what was underneath. What I could never understand was why you didn't lock the toilet door.
It hadn't only been the toilet with Linda, Tommy reflected with amusement. No, indeed.